Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism podcast.
We have a guest, a special guest.
A special guest. If you guys are on YouTube, then you can see my handsome boyfriend.
Hey, I just want to say thanks to Haley and Kent for having me.
We are really excited to have Tyler on. You guys, I've talked about him. I think I touch on him every episode now.
Yeah. And I think the listeners are wanting some more tea, you know, yes. Want to see you guys together.
Mm-hmm. So we have him on and we're excited. We do have an elephant in the room to address.
In the past couple episodes, I mentioned my boyfriend, my now ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Literally turned a corner, blindsided me, treated me very poorly all of a sudden, and we're no longer together.
Mm-hmm.
So bye-bye.
Tolerating that.
No.
We are not tolerating that over here.
We are not.
No.
We are not at all. So, I'm single right now, and I'm still happy to have Tyler on, and I'm happy to see Haley happy.
Thank you. Yeah, obviously, we don't care about him, and I'm happy that we still have Tyler on, and I think it's going to be a fun episode.
It'll be fun. Yeah, we did a Girls Ask Guys episode a while back that did really well. You guys really liked that one. So today we're going to do guys ask girls.
Yeah.
So today we're doing girls ask guys.
Yeah. And Tyler's going to answer.
I'm going to answer in favor of all the guys out there. Hopefully I can encompass all of our views and, you know.
There's a lot riding on you, babe.
There really is.
You're representing all of men.
Don't worry, men. I will carry us.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's get into our obsessions.
Obsessions. Do you want to go first, babe?
Oh, yeah, sure. I can go first.
Okay.
So my obsession of the week is my gastrocnemius. last week I was playing basketball, hooping, as I say. And the first game I just jumped and fell weird. And I had this weird feeling in my leg and I ended up bruising my gastrocnemius. Not sure how serious it was, but...
Guys, it was, like, extremely bruised. Like, bad. And he woke up with it on my birthday super bruised.
Yeah, that. It was very bruised, and Haley had to help me heal it with a heating pad and ice. And it got better, though. But I did kind of tweak it again last night at the club getting sturdy, so...
But, okay, the reason why your gastrocnemius is your obsession is because... You don't just say, like, oh, my calf. You keep saying, my gastrocnemius. And when you were getting sturdy last night, you were like, oh, I think I tore my gastrocnemius again. And we were like, not the gastrocnemius. Okay.
Best, do your obsession.
Okay, my obsession is the term feral rat. And I became obsessed with this because we were feral little rats last night.
We really were.
And so, okay, we went... It was my first time bar hopping. We went to three different ones.
You just turned 21.
Yeah, I just turned 21. So we went to three bars. And it was just really fun. But the whole time, we were just obsessed with, like, being...
Going feral.
Yeah, like, going feral. Like, we wanted to get messy. We wanted to just, like, go feral. And then this morning, we were recapping all the events. And we were just like, we were feral rats. Like, absolute feral rats.
We really were.
So I think I'm like wearing out the term a little bit, but I'm obsessed with it. So that's my obsession.
My obsession is my nails, because me and Haley got them done yesterday and I never get my nails done. And I got acrylics and I got French tips.
Mm-hmm.
And they just make my hands look so much better and my rings. And I feel like a baddie.
They're really cute. So yeah, you got French tips. Mm-hmm. I got pink French tips because I have been growing my nails out for so long. So I'm like, okay, I need to get nails that will look good grown out. And the French tips are so perfect for that.
It's just so classy.
Yeah, it's so fun. I actually used to love going to nail salons. Now I don't like going by myself. So I'm glad that you went with me.
Well, I was just telling you this. My nail salon anxiety is through the roof. Like, yeah. I literally, before we went in, I rehearsed with Haley. What is it that I want?
Yeah.
What do I say?
And she tells me. That's okay. Yeah, I'm really confident because I know what I want. So, like, I'm fine with it. But it takes a minute to get there. So... It's scary because, like,
I'm still
they just, like, use all the terms and they're, like, I feel like sometimes they're just not helpful. They're like,
no.
Oh, do you want this? And you're like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So, All right, those are our obsessions. Anything you want to add?
Let's get into it.
Okay. Okay, guys. So we are asking Tyler some questions.
A little nervous, but I'm still here.
Yes, we are ready to hear your answers. Like we said, you're representing all men. So let's go. Kenz, do you want to ask the first question?
Yes. Okay, Tyler. When you guys have time together, like guy time, do you talk about girls the way we girls talk about guys?
See, that depends, because I really don't even know how you girls talk about guys. You got to explain that to me first, and then I can enlighten you.
We give every detail.
Yeah, every detail.
Then I'm going to go ahead and say, no, we do not.
So how do guys talk about girls then? Like, for example, after our first date, how did you talk about me with your roommates?
That's a great example.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously, you talk about the vibes and, you know, how it's feeling. You talk about the vibes, how it's feeling. Compatibility. Usually, we talk about craziness because some girls are a little high on the crazy to everything else ratio, you know? So it's like, that's a big factor if a girl's crazy, because there's a lot of crazy girls out there. And of course we talk about how attracted we are to you. Like, that's obvious, right?
Yeah, that is obvious.
Nothing like too crazy details. I feel like guys, we probably put more emphasis on attractiveness, as you probably know. And then also vibes. Me personally, personality and vibes are very important. But
so after your first date, what did you tell your roommates?
Yeah.
Oh, I told them that the date went really well. And
what was their reaction? Like, was it like, nice, bro?
Yeah, basically, yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah, I support guys, you know.
But was there any questions like, so what'd you guys do next? Or like, how did you feel? Was it just like, oh, cool?
Oh, cool. And no. We don't ask too many questions, actually.
Okay. So very different.
Very different.
Because girls, like, for example, my best friend, if she has a date, she will call me and tell me every single detail. And I ask questions to know every single detail. Like, very detailed. So guys are just not like that.
No. Don't need all the details. We just like to get to the point and say whether we liked it or not. And, you know, just final rating, conclusion, stamp it.
Okay, next question. How do girls know when a guy isn't interested?
See, this is a really tough one. And this one depends on the guy mainly, because you have to know the guy. Certain guys, if they're interested, they'll obviously just shoot their shot right away. Other guys don't shoot any shot at all. And so, like, that's the tricky part of it. Like, certain guys don't have the mentality to just shoot shots or give green lights, honestly. A lot of guys are kind of dumb when it comes to that. They just think, like, oh, they give up right away. I don't know. Like, that's the thing about guys. A lot of us are very clueless with hints and don't know how to give hints or anything like that. Guys are a lot of time terrible at being subtle.
So basically, girls, when we think we're dropping hints, guys are most likely not picking up on them.
Well, see, the trained eye, myself. I believe that I can pick up all the hints and see green lights pretty well for the most part. But I do know other guys that my friends, not to name any, but
calling them out.
I'm not going to call any literally. Out. You know who, we all know who, that definitely don't know how to read signs, or even when they read a sign and they think they might have a, you know, a green light, they don't know how to react.
Well, also, this is making me think too, like, when you're being nice as a girl and the guy thinks you're like dropping a hint, like, oh, she's totally into me. And it's like, no.
No, that's a big problem too, because a lot of girls are really nice and guys are, they don't know how to read the signs very well. So they'll a lot of the time be able to mistake a friendliness for
flirtation.
Flirtation. And
I feel like that's what all guys do. I feel like all guys yeah. just take friendliness as flirtation.
I'd say not all. There's a, some of us that I'd say we'll just instead of, or we've gotten tired of actually mistaking it for flirtation. So we just classify all of it as just friendliness. And I think that advice to guys out there, unless it's like really strong green lights, like, you know, touching on the arm and, you know, playful banter and really trying to keep the conversation going, I'd say don't really take it as a green light. But when the signs are there, those big signs, go.
I feel like when girls are into you, it's very obvious.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like for me, when I was still in the dating game, like I would be really obvious about it. Like I think that was a good example. Like touching the arm, like lingering a little longer, the type of hug that a girl gives.
Very
that's
true.
A big deal. If you're going like over the shoulders, you definitely like
that's
him.
An into you hug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're giving a side hug, that's obvious. Like, okay, it's not working out. But yeah.
It's all about the body language.
Yeah.
Body language is crucial. Keeping the conversation going and fun is crucial, but that could also possibly be friendliness. So be careful with that. I feel like body language is really the key crucial one. If a girl is touching you, she's probably feeling you physically and mentally.
Yeah. Ooh. Women communicate a lot non-verbally.
Yes. So.
Okay, next question. There are so many types of girls that you get to see on social media. What are your thoughts on girls who post tons of selfies on their accounts?
As a guy, and personally as a guy who's been in the game for a while, you know, and a lot of guys see girls as like looking for attention, you know, and you know, people, a lot of I'd say the stigma is kind of that guys will look for sex and girls will look for attention, right? And so a lot of guys, knowing that stigma and seeing the selfies a lot, think that the girl is probably just looking for validation and somebody to slide up. And if you like the girl, I mean, it's a good chance to shoot your shot and do your thing. But posting, it depends how much. Like once a day, that's okay. But like,
whoa,
that's a lot.
That is quite a lot.
We're okay with it, honestly. I feel like
okay.
Once a day, once it starts going like more than three times
so
a day.
So basically, if you're not interested in the girl, she's just looking for attention. But if you like the girl, it's totally okay.
It's kind of double standard, but it's yeah. kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
Same way for a girl. Like if an ugly guy hits on you, he's creepy. But if a cute guy hits on you, he's twerking, you know?
That is true, babe.
It is same true. Way. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Good answer. Next question. If you are on a date with a girl at a restaurant and it's your first date with her, who do you think should pay the bill?
This is a big one. Personally, I believe in equality. And I believe whoever asked the other person on the date should pay. Although I feel like most of the time that's going to be the guy asking the girl. So in that case, most of the time the guy is going to be paying it.
I completely agree. It's like if I'm asking somebody for an hour of their time, I will pay for the meal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
When I was in the dating game, I had the hardest time letting people pay for me. I still, like, I just have a weird thing with money. Like, I really do. And maybe that's why I'm broke, because I just can't let people pay for me. But I would always pay, because I was just so scared. I was like, I don't even want there to be a possibility of, like, the awkwardness of the check just, like, sitting there and then them not doing it, so that I just would take it.
But also, I feel like a lot of guys, honestly, would be like, oh, I'll pay. You know, I feel like a lot of guys would offer anyway.
Yeah. It's kind of just, like, how guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Just how society is, I feel like.
Yeah. I've heard some horror stories where, like, the guys will not pay at all.
I've also heard some.
Yeah.
I've experienced some.
You have experienced some.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah, we have talked about it on like go back and listen to Worst First Dates episodes. There's like three of them or something. talking about my dating life until Tyler came and rescued me.
Pulled you out of that treacherous dating ring.
It is very treacherous in these streets out there. Be careful, y'all.
Reporting live.
Okay.
Next question.
Next question. What, according to you, is the biggest turnoff for guys?
The biggest turnoff for guys? Depends. One big one that I know is that a lot of guys don't like, let's say you're really nice to one guy and maybe you like him and you want to give him green lights and you're giving him green lights, but then you go and he sees you talk to another guy and maybe it's just your friend, but you're just as nice and have the same energy. It's kind of a turn off.
Because the guy wants to be special. Like, he wants to be the only one that's talked to like that.
Okay. So you just expect us to be rude to all other men?
No, I'm kidding. Not rude, but, you know, it's nice when a certain energy comes out towards us specifically and we unlock that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Like a more flirty energy, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other ones?
When a girl's very my way or the highway, it's a turn off, too, because, like, I love strong women too, and I'm sure a lot of all guys love strong women too.
Well, you love me.
Yes, clearly I love strong women. But there's a point where it's not strength; it's like stubborn,
like bratty.
Bratty, okay. Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay, so you want like a certain amount of like, not like humbleness, but just I guess just like not being all about you.
Yeah, like being compromising and. Open-minded, kind of.
Absolutely,
in a way.
Like not all of that, and then it's. I feel like it slightly has to do with like a factor of a little bit of submissiveness, just slightly.
Both of us.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You can say whatever you want.
I don't know if I'm going to say that in the pod. But.
Tyler is going off the rails. Just kidding. Okay.
No, but I see what you're saying.
A lot of
guys
do like that.
Okay. All right.
Haley and I said.
Okay. Next question. When girls take a lot of time to get ready, do you think it's really annoying to guys?
I mean, personally, no. I feel like most guys that I know, we kind of already expect it. So we don't really care too much. As long as it's not like obsessive or like overdoing it, like 3 hours. That's a bit much.
Do you think that I take a long time to get ready?
No, I think you take a normal time.
Good. Yeah, because I don't really do that. Like, I do the same makeup routine, and my hair normally is just, like, I'll do it once a week, and then it'll be fine. So,
yeah,
I don't think I take that long. Do you think Ken's takes a long time?
I don't pay attention to Ken's getting ready, to be honest, because I'm not, like, waiting on you or anything.
Exactly.
So, I don't really notice.
It does not take me that long to get ready at all. You're like, okay. Okay, Tyler, next question.
More questions.
Keep them coming. What if your girlfriend has a lot of guy friends? Do you like that or not?
Okay, I'm going to speak for all guys on this one. No.
Okay.
No, because we all know that in most cases, it's a very high chance if a girl has a guy friend that he's just trying to get with her. Very high chance. And that he's just in the friend zone. I've seen this happen many times. I've seen this happen to other people many times. And.
Okay, we can speak from personal experience. Here's the tea. At the beginning of mine and Tyler's relationship, I actually, like, most of my friends were guys.
I wouldn't say most.
Okay, well, I guess the people that I talk to, because I have a very small circle, I don't talk to them anymore. Just because, you know, life changes and you evolve.
And you didn't really talk to them anyway.
Well, I did talk to most of them, like, every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. Whatever. But I had this one friend who I've been friends with for a few years. And then he, like, really came at Tyler and was, like, being really rude. And turns out, like, he just really showed his true colors. Like, I think he was just trying to get with me the whole time. And actually, it was apparent he was. And so, yeah, we can speak from personal experience that is most likely true. I think it's hard for heterosexual people, like a guy and a girl, to be friends?
It's that classic question, like, can guys and girls truly be platonic friends?
I believe yes, but it's usually after a long time.
I would think it's like right off the bat, like, I connect with you, but I'm not romantically interested in you. Like, you would know right away.
Yeah, like, I feel like at some point, one person was interested in the other, or both were interested in each other, and it didn't work out. Like, at some point, there's going to be at least a thought of, like, oh, am I attracted to her? Do I like her? Do I want to try and get with her? That's in my opinion.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I feel like I was going to consider that.
Yeah. Anyways.
I feel like you're interviewing him.
I know. Like, passing the mic. I'm passing the mic. So, yeah, if the audio's a little sketchy, we're sharing the mic.
I'm also not used to being on the mic, so I keep moving it away. So if that's a problem, sorry, y'all.
Yeah, you heard it here from Tyler. He apologizes. But it's okay, because we're just having fun. Mm-hmm. So, okay, next question. Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, it's your turn.
My turn. What if your girlfriend... Oh, you said that.
You keep rereading. Okay.
What on your... can't talk. What are your thoughts on girls shaving? Do you really pay attention to if she's shaved or not?
Do you care?
Shaving where?
We know where.
Okay, okay. Why don't we talk about shaving legs first, and then the unspoken, okay?
Okay. Well, I feel like shaving legs is not crucial, but it's real nice. It's definitely real nice. It's a big bonus.
Like, you definitely like when I shave my legs. But you also say, because I feel like my leg hair grows really fast. And you told me the other day, you were like, I was like, oh, my cactus legs are back. And you're like, it's okay. I love your cactus legs.
Sorry, I appreciate them.
Yeah. Like, if Haley was like, sorry, I didn't shave. Like, I'm just not feeling, you know, whatever. And would you be like, okay, never mind then? Or would you be like, I don't care?
Are we talking about legs now, or are we talking about unspoken?
Everything. Armpits, legs, everything. Unspoken.
I can deal with it. You know, I've seen way worse, you know. There's way worse out there.
I'm glad to know that I'm not the worst you've ever seen.
Nowhere near close. Nowhere
close. Yay. Okay. So what about, like, specifically unspoken? Like, if a girl does not shave
at all
and has a bush.
I feel like the bush is a little extreme because nobody's trying to deal with a jungle, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if it's shaved and it's in a nice little shape and you could tell it's maintained or whatever, or...
You want it in a shape?
Well, no, maybe not a shape. I don't know. There's kind of like a...
You want a design.
Yeah.
So next time I will shave a heart down there.
Yeah, give it a fade too, please.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, but I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. Keeping it tidy, and I understand that. Same thing in my opinion for guys.
Yeah, for me, it's like, I don't want to deal with the jungle.
Exactly. So, yeah, you don't want to get lost down there. So, yeah, I agree with you. Like, keep it tidy, but
like, that wouldn't deter you from having sex.
Haley, never. I'm sorry.
I'd get dirty. I'd get dirty in the jungle on all fours, making my way trekking.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Do you guys mind if girls earn more money than them?
Absolutely not. Well, I can't speak for all guys, but all the guys I know, we welcome sugar mamas. Absolutely.
So technically, then I'm your sugar mama.
Yes, babe, you're my sugar mama.
That's fine with me. Because you can be my sugar daddy once you graduate.
What goes around comes around.
All right. Okay. Why is it so difficult to choose and buy gifts for guys? What are some gifts that you would like to have on special occasions such as your birthdays or anniversaries? I'm going to take notes.
Some gifts. I feel like this really depends guy to guy type of thing.
Give us some classic go-to gift ideas. Just like for ideas. Because for girls, it's like, you know, bath bombs, face masks, like those are really good go-tos. So what about for guys?
I feel like if the guy likes to dress or takes care of their appearance, shoes is always nice. Nice belt, maybe a nice watch. Any of those accessories, you know.
My budget.
Yeah. If that's a little of the higher end side. You know, we're talking about birthdays or something, you know. But if we're talking about, you know, just something you can get with a budget-friendly gift, maybe like really just quality time. Maybe just taking them out on a date, you know, because that doesn't happen all the time. A lot of guys are not used to that. So just taking them out on a date. Yeah, just small things, quality time.
That's really sweet. But what about the materialistic guys?
Okay, like stocking material girls here.
Yeah.
Food.
I was going to say like their favorite snack or something. Yeah.
Maybe like a nice restaurant.
Absolutely. I will never be mad at food.
Okay.
Or like an at-home cooking date together.
Yeah.
Fun. Good idea for us.
Well, it's my birthday. If it's my birthday, I don't really want to like...
That's very
have
true.
To put in work and get down dirty.
Or like, it's your birthday? You're cooking. Hey, I cooked for us on my birthday.
No comment.
Okay. Your turn.
Do guys stalk girls' social media profiles?
Of course. Of course. Probably not as much as girls stalk guys. I feel like girls are like detectives when it comes to
absolutely.
Instagram and like social media. And you guys will really snoop down to the last detail. But I mean, guys will go back and look at a girl's profile. Like I probably, when we first started dating, I probably looked at your profile like 50 times.
Aww.
In like the first 2-3 weeks.
Okay, so do guys, like, before a first date, would you say, are guys likely to, like, have already stalked on social media and know certain details? Because at least for girls, I feel like if I was going to go on a date with a guy, then I would, like, try and stalk them. So I know what I'm, like, getting into. And then the awkwardness of them saying, like, oh, yeah, I went on this vacation last year. And you're like, what? That is so cool. Tell me about it. Even though you've already seen all the pictures.
Literally, like you already know and you have to act
surprised. You've already stalked them, so you act surprised. Do guys have that same situation or is that just a girl thing?
Definitely not. I've never had that happen to me personally and I don't know anybody that's happened to. I think it's more of a girl thing because, like, let's say, like, we see a girl, vacation pictures in Hawaii or whatever, or the Bahamas. We're just seeing the girl. I don't think any dude is remembering, oh, Hawaii, Bahamas, you know.
2018.
We're just looking at the picture for the girl.
You're like, oh, Hawaii, Bahamas. That was for grandma's 90th birthday. Yes, okay. That's how girls are.
Literally.
No. We'll opposite.
Tyler's like, this is crazy. He's scared.
A little into detail. I'm not going to lie. That's detailed up. I don't know what to say about that.
So was there anything like on our first date? Because background for everyone, I went on a date with one of his like childhood friends like a year and a half ago. And so Tyler already knew. And I already knew that they were connected in some way because I saw his friend on his dating profile. They were in a picture together. So Tyler also knew, and his friend had told Tyler about me. So was there anything that came up that you were like, oh, I already know that because of my friend? Or like any specific details, or did he tell you anything?
Oh, kind of, yeah. Like when you were talking about your religious upbringing, Tia told me all about that. He told me you were a super good religious girl.
Oh.
Bye-bye. Oh, how times have changed.
That slightly had the connotations of being boring.
Wow, that's rude.
Well, no, he didn't say that, but the way he said the good girl, you know.
Oh.
He said we wouldn't be, like, compatible, like, vibe at first.
Yeah.
He was very wrong.
Oh, yeah, he was very wrong. He, like, made me seem very boring.
Yeah, that's rude.
And so, like, on our first date, when we climbed up to the rooftop and we're, like, walking around, being all adventurous, Tyler was like shocked because his friend had this put this preconceived idea in his head that I was boring. And I'm not boring.
No. Do you remember when
Far from it.
Yeah. Do you remember when we were at his birthday and you were like, little did I know I would be here a year from now dating his roommate.
Yeah, because we were at his friend's birthday party, his surprise party, like a month ago. And I was just like, wow, this is very funny and crazy that a year later I'm like at this guy's birthday party.
Yeah, it is very crazy because me and my buddy go way back. And when he told me that he went on a date with the girl that I was going on a date with, Haley, and I didn't really think anything of it because he told me it didn't work out. So, but the connotations made it a little, I don't know. I didn't have high expectations going into the date, but
I mean, after hearing that, like, how could you?
Yeah,
I get it.
It turned out great.
And it's crazy because, like, what if we had gone on a second date, or like, what if he had like invited me over and then I saw you? Like, it's just crazy how we were so close to, we could have been so close to meeting a year and a half ago and we didn't. And then like all this time later, like we connect and it was just so perfect.
Yeah. It's really crazy because you guys went on a date and then we went on a date. And next thing you know, you're at his birthday party that I
threw. A year later.
So it kind of came full circle, you know, just meet as many people as you can. And, you know, maybe you go on a date with somebody and they're not the one for you, but maybe the roommate is, you know, who knows?
Great advice.
That is great advice. Okay. Sorry that we went on a little tangent about us. We said, let's make this about us. Okay. Next question. Do we have more?
Next and last question.
Okay. Is it your turn?
Your turn.
Okay. Last question, babe. Are you ready?
Always.
Is there any way to compliment guys without making them think I'm flirting?
That's a hard one. Without making them think you're flirting, that's really tough because guys are just so starved of validation that most guys are, but that the smallest, you know, compliments can just be a little taken the wrong way. But I mean, even then, there's no harm, right? Like something small, like a part of their outfit, always, that's a good one.
What about like haircut?
If they just got a haircut, yeah, that's a good one. But if a girl compliments my haircut, I'm thinking she's feeling me.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's hard because I feel like, on the opposite side, if a guy compliments a girl, like a stranger, like came up and complimented me on something, I'd probably be like, does he like me? Like, is he into me, right?
Exactly.
Because, like, guys don't really do that, I feel like.
Also, I feel like outfit, I guess outfit for both is, like, a safe one because you can just say, like, hey, I love your shirt.
Yeah.
And it depends on if a guy's going to compliment a girl. Depends on how they're saying it and what they're specifically complimenting on. Because mm-hmm. either way, like, you could make it really creepy complimenting your shirt or your pants, like, for girls if a guy says it in a creepy way. But they could also just say it in a really nice way. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. So, I guess, like, outfit is a safe one. Haircut, depends on the way you say it. If you're just like, hey, I love your hair, and move on, like, do not pay any more attention to it. Yeah. I feel like that's a good compliment for guys, right?
Yeah, that's fine. That works.
It's like any compliments, like, really.
Work, really, to be honest.
Okay, cool.
That's kind of a hard question. I feel like you gotta like suss out the person and the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, do you have any advice for girls when you're trying to flirt with a guy, or any advice to guys out there? Any final words that you want to say?
What do you want to leave our listeners with?
Some advice for girls before I go is just don't be afraid to shoot your shot. Because I feel like for girls, way more often when you shoot your shot, it's going to go in compared to guys. Have to shoot many shots and, you know, move on with it and keep shooting. You know, shoot or shoot. But I feel like everybody should start to shoot now. If you want it, go for it. That's how I live life.
Equality. We love that.
Equality. Absolutely. And some advice to guys before I go. Just make sure you take care of yourselves if you're trying to get some girls. Absolutely. Look clean is the biggest one, you know. get a haircut, dress up nice, smell good, put on some cologne. These are the basics, really, guys. This is now the new minimum, and I feel like if you can do all of these steps, you will be that much closer to bagging the girl of your dreams, like me.
So inspirational.
That is good advice. Like, men, let's do the bare minimum, okay?
Let's do the bare minimum.
Like, if you're not smelling good, honestly, too, like, good style goes a long way. Like, just putting on a nice shirt and a pair of jeans versus wearing, like, basketball shorts every day and a t-shirt, like, that makes a big difference,
honestly. It does. It, like, and the smell factor really does make a difference, too.
Yeah, and, like, when you're looking good, you're feeling good about yourself, too. So, I feel like that is really good advice, Tyler. Good job.
And just one more for the girls. Just keep the convo going with guys, really. Just try to keep it going. And if he bites, he'll bite, you know. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Sometimes you just got to be really obvious. And that's it.
Thank you for that advice.
Great advice. Hopefully, all of the listeners, I know that they found this beneficial. Like, there's some good tips in there.
I'm, like, taking some mental notes, too. Really?
Okay. Yeah, that was really good, babe. I'm really happy that I got to introduce you to all of the listeners and to the podcast.
He's officially hard launched on the podcast.
Officially hard launched. How do you feel?
I feel great, honestly. Feels good knowing that we're out there and people know about us. And they know that you're mine. And honestly, since the first date that me and Haley had, ever since she told me about her having a podcast, I just always kind of dreamed about it, you know? So dreams do come true, y'all. Keep fighting for your dreams.
We have a lot of inspirational one-liners from Tyler. Yes. Thank you guys for listening so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or a rating on Spotify. Drop a comment on YouTube if you're watching, or give us a like and subscribe. All of that is just so supportive of the podcast. It helps us grow. And Tyler's dancing. And it's just really beneficial to see that support and to see the growth. So
our email newsletter also goes out every Sunday. So be sure to subscribe to that. The link is in our show notes, as well as all of our socials. So be sure to check all that out, and we'll be back next week with a new episode.
Peace out, y'all. If y'all want me back, comments. You know where to ask. You know where to ask.
All right. We'll be back next week, guys. Bye.
See you guys.